This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelgut. U.S. security officials say they are taking every precaution to guard against an attack on President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. As preparations for the day continue, the FBI is screening thousands of National Guard members assigned to Washington, D.C. to provide security for the event. As the AP's Ed Donahue reports, there is heightened tension leading up to inauguration.
Following the deadly riot at the Capitol, this terrorism investigation is hitting close to home. John Hudak is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
We're talking about online chatter. We're talking about the dark web. We're talking about efforts to commit violence against the United States and its institutions and to assassinate members of the government.
Hudak says there's no difference between supporters of President Trump and Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
They're domestic terrorists. And they are not going to hang up their guns in their ammo vests on January 20th.
More than 20,000 National Guard troops are being dispatched across the Capitol to bolster security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Russian court on Monday sentenced opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 30 days in a Moscow prison over parole violations. Jailing the politician sets the stage for a later trial that could send the Kremlin's most vocal critic to prison for several years. The court ruling came less than a day after Navalny was detained upon arrival of his flight from Germany to a Moscow airport. He returned home for the first time after a poisoning attack in Siberia last August. Navalny insists Russia's security services, with backing from longtime President Vladimir Putin, were behind the assassination attempt. Independent media investigations have detailed extensive state surveillance of Navalny in the days and weeks leading up to the attack. This is VOA News.